Well, you have tuned in time for a pop-up music segment featuring Stage 62. And in the studio with me, we have Becky Toth, Matt Brown, and it's Mark Yachum, right? Did I get that right?
Close.
Yachum. We were talking about different ways of pronouncing Toth, whether it be Toth or Toth, and then it's Yachum, sometimes Yochum. Brown, pretty much it. You know, that's all you get. There with Stage 62. And let me turn to Mark and just ask you if you can tell us a little bit about the company, Stage 62, and what some of the goals and what the mission is of the group. You don't have to get too lofty.
I'm actually new to the group. Stage 62 has been around since 1962, so that's many, many years, 50 plus. And they are a devoted community theater organization, a lot of participation up and down the line. Great singers over the years, great actors, and I'm pleased to be with them for the first time.
And how did that happen?
Show business in town is funny. You know people, and my friend Steven Santa, who was the director of this show, thought I was appropriate to play a man who sits in a chair for 90 minutes.
Wow. Interesting typecasting.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you have an alternate career or a parallel career?
I am a professor of law at Duquesne University School of Law. Don't hold that against me.
I won't at all. Do you have a special area of expertise or that you teach?
People frequently laugh at this, too. I teach lawyers' ethics.
I don't laugh at that at all. It's always canon with one N. That's one of the important bits.
That is correct.
Somebody once said, I'll have to check with the canons to me, and I was thinking, what? But it's a canon with one N, and there's actually a lot of things to consider in that particular area. Did you practice as well?
Yes, I practiced for several years, but I've been with Duquesne University for over 30 years at this point.
And I mention that because one of the nice things about Stage 62 is you've got people who've devoted their lives to showbiz 300%, and folks also who like to do more than one thing. And let's turn it over to Becky. Tell me a little bit about your involvement. Becky's going to sing a little bit from the song, from the musical, and we'll talk about the play too. But tell me a bit about your involvement.
I've been involved at Stage 62 since 1997. I was president for a while, and I have served on the board a number of times. And generally, though, I'm either sitting at the piano in the orchestra or on stage singing. So those are my preferences.
Did you know you wanted to do this when you were a little kid?
I really had no choice. There's nothing else that I'm good at. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not good at anything else. This was my calling from a very young age. It's all I know how to do. I'm terrible at math, and I couldn't make a living in spelling bees, so I am a singer.
Now, let's talk a bit about the drowsy chaperone. It's such a... it's a great title. It really makes you curious. What is this all about? Those are two very provocative words, a drowsy chaperone. Can you, without giving away too much, give a sense of the story of the play?
Absolutely. Well, actually, Mark's character is a play within a play. So Mark's character is the man in the chair, and he is enchanted by this 1920s musical on a record that he has. And so the story that you're watching is of the story of him listening to this record of a show. And the story of the show is that it's a woman getting ready to be married, and she has a chaperone. That's who I play in the show, and I'm supposed to keep her from meeting with her fiancé before the wedding because it's bad luck. That is my job, but I'm terribly drowsy. And I just can't seem to get it together enough to prevent things from happening. And of course, it has a happy ending because
and
it's musical.
I gather they want to see each other.
Of course, they are in love, but they're not supposed to. And that is my only job, to not let them see each other. But I'm not very good at my job.
Interesting. What makes you so sleepy?
Well, I think she tends to partake a little bit of, she likes to celebrate their love with various, by imbibing various beverages. And I think it makes her a little bit drowsy.
So it's a spirited production.
It's highly spirited. Yes, yes.
It's all starting to make sense.
Spirited character,
about,
yes.
That's great.
Is the man in the chair there because he can no longer stand? Or
no, he is just a fan of the genre.
I thought when I took the part I would be sitting in the chair, but unfortunately I get up and move around a little
quite a bit, right?
Quite a bit. I'm pretty sweaty when it's over.
Well, we're going to hear a number from the show in preview. Before we do, let's see, July 16th is a Thursday, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it opens this coming Thursday, July 16th, running through, I would imagine, the 19th. And then does it open up again the following week?
Correct. Thursday, Friday, Saturday with the Sunday matinee the following week as well.
Excellent. So, and is there? It sounds like this is a play that could be enjoyed pretty much by all ages at multiple levels.
That's very true. There's some innuendo. Certainly not anything you wouldn't see on cable, and nothing that I think most of the innuendo would go over the heads.
No, this one's good for grandma too.
Certainly, yeah. Absolutely. I think it's really great for all ages.
When I hear words like innuendo, I turn to our attorney friend who knows so much about language, as most attorneys do. I always think about words like euphemism, and I'm wondering, is there a euphemism for euphemism?
Thank you for that question. No.
Professor. I turned to the professor to ask that question. Innuendo is one of those good words, too. It's kind of onomatopoetic, you know, innuendo.
Yeah, we have some innuendo and some outuendo, too.
So, Becky Toth is going, Toth? Is going. I did
it's
it.
All right. You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
It. Becky Toth is going to sing. Do you need to set up what you're about to sing at all?
It is a rousing anthem in the middle of the show. The show is only one act. That's also important to mention. If you have small children or if you have a short attention span, you'll still enjoy this show. It's only about 90 minutes
and
long.
You don't have to wonder if it's over.
Right, because before you know it, it will be. It's very, very quick. So this is a sort of a spirited little anthem that she sings while Janet is asking for advice.
Matt Brown on piano and Becky Toth singing a selection from the upcoming Stage 62 production of The Drowsy Chaperone, which incidentally is at Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie.
As we stumble along on life's funny journey, as we stumble along into the blue, we look here and we look there, seeking answers anywhere, never knowing where to turn or what to do. Still we bumble our way through life's crazy labyrinth, never knowing left from right, nor right from wrong. And the best that we can do is hope a bluebird will sing his song as we stumble along. It's a dismal little world in which we live. It can bore you till you've nothing left to give. Seven overrated wonders, seven underwhelming seas, six excruciating continents, Antarctica. Oh, please. Still, you mustn't let it lick you, this planet. Oh, so bland. Keep your eyeball on the highball in your hand. As we stumble along, cross life's crowded dance floor, as we push and we shove, we live and we learn. And when we finally leave the bar and we see that morning star, we pull our bootstraps up and homeward turn. Then we stumble away through dawn's blinding sunbeams, never knowing right from right, nor left from wrong. But as long as we can hear that little bluebird, we'll sing his song as we stumble along. As we stumble, bumble, fumble, plumble. As we stumble along.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It's right. It's wow.
Oh, Becky, I have chills every time I hear you sing. It's just beautiful. Can you imagine people driving and listening to you right now? That's the kind of song, and this happened to me once. I was singing a song, and I was in New York City, and actually with four guys that were a barbershop quartet, and they were singing a song, and they asked me to sing with them, and it sounded so good, I started the speed as I was driving to match the tempo of the song, and they warned me to take good care of myself.
I hope everyone is safe and sound.
Yes. Stage 62, and their plays are in the beautiful Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall, which is in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. That's Carnegie as a geographic adjective, Carnegie Free Library and Music Hall in Carnegie. You can get more information at their website,
stage62.com, and you can do /drowsychaperone, which will take you directly to the ticket site. And we do recommend purchasing tickets in advance.
That all opens this coming Thursday, and that's the 16th, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday runs, matinees Sunday. And then it'll run that way for 2 weeks through July 26th. Matt Brown, great piano playing. Thank you very much. And thanks to our man in chair for being here with us. Mark, anything else you'd like to add?
You have a comfortable chair, too, here.
Thank you very much. We have to have these silent chairs. It's very hard to make these chairs make noise. If you're between the ages of 3 and 8, you typically can still make it happen.
Find a way, sure. Enough determination.
Becky, thank you again for being with us. Stage 62.